Hi there, and welcome to Stories of Our Why, a podcast from the West Shore School District. Here we take a closer look at the inspiring stories behind our students' journeys. I'm Braden Long, Director of Communications for the district. The title, Stories of Our Why, comes from the district's core mission, Our Why. We are dedicated to providing students with inspiring and relevant experiences so they may live meaningful, purposeful, and impactful lives. In this podcast, we hear directly from students whose experiences reflect that mission in action. This two-part episode features two students, one from Redland High School and one from Cedar Cliff High School, whose paths into healthcare are being shaped through real-world learning. Many of those opportunities are generated by the district's partnership with the Cumberland Perry Area Career and Technical Center, or CPACTC. In the first portion of this episode, we'll hear from Redland senior Madeline Luda. In the second half, we'll be joined by Cedar Cliff senior Nora Sedereff. Through the district's partnership with the CTC, Madeline has turned her passion for healthcare into meaningful, hands-on experience, earning her CNA license and gaining exposure to EKG and phlebotomy basics. Her journey shows how career and technical education builds confidence, clarity, and readiness for what's next. Madeline Luda, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell me a little bit about your journey for West Shore, starting with when you were approached to give your speech at the Board of School Directors meeting and what you were thinking about whenever you were writing it and getting prepared.
I was at Tech when I was brought, my teacher asked me if I was okay with public speaking, and I said yes. And then she had me come in the next day, and I got a paper from somebody, and I was told to answer the questions and write a speech if I wanted to, and I said yes. And then I was told when it was, where, what I'd be doing. And then I got there, and I was told what to do. Nothing was really confusing, so.
What was it like once you stepped into that chair with a big old microphone in front of you?
It wasn't as scary because I thought I was going to have to talk to the crowd, and my cheer coach was out there, so it wasn't as bad talking to the people the board members.
Sure. Yeah. So what were some of the things that you were thinking about with the questions that you mentioned that you answered? What were they sort of around, and what did you end up coming together to talk about?
I actually wrote a speech, and then I didn't bring it. I just went off my head, the top of my head. But some of them were what I did at Redland, how long have I been in CPACTC, what program, what did I do in the program, just basic questions about me in the program and what I do.
I'm just proud that you correctly identified CPACTC, said that quickly for everybody, Cumberland Perry Area Career and Technical Center, for that. So tell me a little bit about, you have been in and out and back into the West Shore School District. You have a family member, your sister, who's a graduate of the West Shore School District as well. So tell me a little bit about what your journey so far has been. Before you went to the other one, you were up what elementary school?
I was at Lower Allen.
Lower Allen, so pre-Ross Moyne.
Yeah.
And then did you go to middle here, or did you went to Cumberland Valley? And then you came back here for high school. So tell me a little bit about your journey coming back and how you found out about the programs at the CTC.
I came back in eighth grade, so
they Crossroads. Weren't really,
no, I went to Allen.
Oh, okay, so Lower Allen and Allen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I came back, and they weren't really talking about it at Allen, but my one friend wanted to go for automotive. So she was here, come, audition, do it with me. I was okay, and then I got in. And she didn't get in, but she got in the next year.
Oh no, the power of friendship and then grabbing her spot. Hey, it's a competitive spot for a good reason though. So, and she got in eventually.
Yeah, she got in the next year.
So what were some of your classes your freshman year?
Freshman year, I skipped the first science, physical science, and I went straight to bio. So I had a full year of bio. I had full year of the first algebra. And a first, a whole year of English. So I stayed the same the entire year.
So how is that different from taking them here, whenever you take classes like that at the CTC?
Well, at CTC, you only take, the only classes are your program and social studies. So here you take all the other classes.
What was your program?
I took healthcare pathways.
Okay, so tell me a bit about why you chose healthcare pathways.
I've always known I want to go in the healthcare field. So And when they did like the walk around of what like CTC looked like, I really liked how big the lab was and how like there was mannequins and beds and like there's a whole bunch in the lab. Looked very like hands-on.
What did you enjoy most about, or what are your plans for your healthcare pathway? What did you want to, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a physician's assistant. Okay. So it was very nice to get like, in healthcare pathways, you get anatomy and physiology and med terms. So like the first part of it, like the basics of it. And then EHP, I got like the actual college credits for it.
I was going to say, the question a lot of folks are going to have that aren't familiar with the program is taking those courses through the CTC. What do you gain from that, both in terms of actual gets you a step ahead and general education throughout high school?
I have my CNA license, the Certified Nursing Assistant.
Already?
License. Yeah. You're supposed to get it your second year, but since I went in as a freshman, I wasn't old enough, so I had to take it my third year. But I got my license, and so I can practice, but I'm waiting to be 18 and work in a hospital. Yeah. So I can use it, but I don't. And I have, like, basic knowledge of phlebotomy and EKG and, like, all the, like, basics of healthcare.
What all things are you learning as you're going through that to already have a CNA by your junior year then, correct?
Yeah, I had it by my junior year.
So tell me a bit about what you learned.
Well, you have to go on, like, a certain curriculum to, like, so... Like, the test that you take is straight from, like, the CNA people, like, who, like, they make your test, and our teachers has to give it to you. So we get textbooks and that. It's, like, all just taking it like a regular person.
What has senior year been like, knowing that you already had something that you could get out of here on during your junior year?
It's definitely, like, more relaxing that I know I could already have a job being, like, a CNA, and then I could work up from that. But EHP has, like, already another class, so after this I'll have 11 college credits just from the one program. So
already having your CNA, how does that put you ahead of other kids, do you think, other students going into college that may not have an experience like the CTC?
I already have a license, so I could already get paid more than just like going in and like helping like feed the residents or just like washing.
Where do you plan on going next, I should say?
Next, I'm going to go to a college. I haven't really just, like, picked one college yet, but I have, like, started my applications for Messiah and Hack, like, because I want to stay around here. But one of the colleges through a PA program.
Tell me some about your favorite memories of the CTC.
So, like, we did all a whole bunch of labs. Like, I had to lay on the ground, and my friends chased me out, and, like, then we drew all the organs in my body, and we... did a lab to like put on drunk goggles and make your vision feel different. And we had to walk in a line. We do stuff with wheelchairs, take them all around. We do feeding, like for CNA, we do feeding, like bathing, feet washing, hand washing. So I just really like the lab part of it.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think you would be right now in your educational journey if we didn't have this relationship with the CTC?
I would probably just be like any of my friends, just taking the college classes that Redland has to offer, mm-hmm. and just being here with people.
Mm-hmm. Favorite Redland memories?
Pep rallies. Because I'm a cheerleader, I get to be like down on the court the whole time. I get to bounce around.
How did you become interested in cheering?
I cheered when I was super little, and then I stopped for a while and did a whole bunch of other sports, and then I came back to Redland and was like, I'm going to be a cheerleader, and I got it. Varsity my freshman year.
Well, congratulations on that. Well done. So what are some things that you would like just the general public to know about your educational time with Redland, with West Shore at the CTC that they might not know otherwise?
It definitely prepares you. Like my college classes that I take, like they definitely like help because the teachers here are a little more harder than the college ones. So that definitely helps. And just being like able to talk to like any of the teachers about where you are in the class, like where you need to be. They're very understanding of like coming into high school.
Madeline Luda, thank you very much.
That was our conversation with Madeline Luda. We hope her journey inspires you to learn more about the district's partnership with the CTC. Next, we hear from Cedar Cliff High School senior Nora Sedereff, whose experience in the emergency health professionals pathway at the CTC helped her find community, confidence, and a clear goal of becoming a nurse and eventually a nurse practitioner.
Norsederov, thank you very much for joining us.
Whenever you were approached to speak at the Board of School Directors meeting, what were some things going through your head to write about?
Well, the environment at Cumberland Perry, because the college class, anatomy and physiology, it's very, you need to work hard for it. Mm-hmm. And doing that by yourself isn't really, it's hard, mm-hmm. especially as a high school senior and not a college student. So I liked like the environment at Cumberland Perry because there's other seniors with you that have like the same mindset as you, and you know, they understand, they also are struggling too, but at the same time, like, we're together, so it helps us, we're helping each other and getting good grades.
How long have you been a resident of the West Shore School District?
I've lived here since like my whole life, but I did online.
Okay.
So this is my actually first year in public school.
Tell me a little bit about what it's like going from the halls of Cedar Cliff to the halls at the CTC, both for the first time in your senior year, because you're only at Cedar Cliff for a part of the morning, I know. So mm-hmm. you're getting a miniature experience there and then a good experience up at the CTC. So what's your day like?
Well, I only have two classes in the morning, so I finish basically at 9:30, but I do enjoy it, actually. I feel like I'm more sociable. I found more friends. And then going to Cumberland Perry, it's basically the same thing.
What are the classes that you're taking at the CTC?
I'm taking Emerging Health Professionals, and it has a Med Terminology College class and a Anatomy and Physiology 1 college class for the first semester. And then at the second semester, it's Anatomy and Physiology 2.
How did you find out about the CTC?
One of my dad's friends told him about it, and that's how I found out.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic, fantastic. So what made you interested in becoming a part of it? Because you found not only courses you wanted to take, but an entire program with Emerging Health Professionals, EHP. So what motivated you to become a part of that?
Well, I wanted to go like in the medical field since I was younger. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hospital setting, it's like, it makes me like, you know,
excited.
Yeah, excited and happy. And so knowing that like there's a program that can like boost you and help you like get experienced with the hospital sites, because there's shadowing too as well, and I'm just like, well, there's nothing negative about this program, I should just join it.
What's your ultimate goal in the medical field?
I want to become a nurse first and then go up to a nurse practitioner.
How many credits do you think you'll leave CTC with? College credits?
11 college credits.
Do you find that you're enjoying the in-person learning both at Cedar Cliff and CTC more? Is it just different for you? Are they equal for you? How do you feel about that?
At CTC, it's a bit different because you have 3 hours in one class. So you're not going back and forth, and it's like, I enjoy it. Like, everyone's friendly there. I think Cedar Cliff, like, it has more interactive, and I think, like, you learn a lot. Socially and in the classroom.
Norsederov, thank you very much.
And that was our conversation with Norsederov. You can expect more stories of our why from student speakers throughout the year on the West Shore School District website and in our monthly newsletters. Thank you for listening. I'm Braden Long, Director of Communications for the West Shore School District. Until next time.